And hello and welcome to another episode of the Bobby Dooley Podcast. This is episode 52. I don't know why they're called episodes either, because really, it's like doing almost a radio show, you know, Steve?
Yeah, I don't know. They think it's a TV show, and it's not. It's like a radio show.
Yeah, that's really true. It is not a TV show. It doesn't have, obviously, the cachet, you know, that a television show has. But we'll live with it for now until, as my father used to say, until something sexier comes along. I'll go ahead and sleep with this one. He didn't say that to me. He said that to my mother. And he didn't really say that to my mother and mean that.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird, you know.
Well, that's my father, though, Steve, so let's have respect.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, imagine he say that to a lady.
I understand. That's my father. Let's have respect.
God.
That's my father.
I know. I'm sorry.
Let's have respect. So, welcome to episode 52. Did I say it was 52? It is 52. If I said it was 50, if I said it was 50 something something, I was wrong, unless I said it was 52, in which case I was right. I want to talk about the joy of Cocktails and Patio magazine and what it means to our community to have them come out and do a photo shoot today with us. We really had a great time. I want to thank Alicia Jagon, Bill Bartholata, Franco Utler, and Merv Reutemann, who came out and walked around the Western Estates properties with me as we pointed out and took notes on areas that I would like, and I think Alicia, too, would like to see me modeling in, because I'll be the subject of the photo shoot that is going to happen after today's preliminary meetings about the photo shoot. And anyway, we walked around the property, and so if you saw five people who were very well dressed, wearing sunglasses and pointing at things, even rudely pointing at you and not acknowledging you, but more or less pointing at the space you were standing in and then taking notes, that would be me and Alicia and Bill, Franco and Merv, from Cocktails and Patios magazine.
Yeah, they're looking at, and they're looking at spaces and everything with the sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. So I did say to them that I want, you know, Steve, it's time for the beach ball, isn't it? It's time for the bathing ball.
Yeah, the bathing ball is the best. That's the best one of all.
Yeah, we want to have a photo shoot in the pool of me holding the beach ball in the tasteful, but I would say daringly cut bikini. I'm just kidding. I'm making fun of Margaret the way she does all the French pronunciations. Bikini. You've really got to be retarded. Excuse me, I didn't mean to say retarded. I meant to say you've got to be just, you know.
Retarded.
Yeah, you really do, to say bikini. So I'm going to be wearing that, and I'll have a beach ball. And what I want to do is some very classic poses. And Alicia, I know you'll be listening to today's podcast, because I did tell you to listen to today's Bobcast to hear what my ideas are for the photo shoot. And if Franco Utler is with you, or Merv Reutemann, either one of them, taking notes while you sit and dictate to them, I think that would be even neater. You know.
The idea is for you to be in the pool with the one leg up.
Yeah, what we're thinking of, Steve really had the idea. He wanted me to be holding the beach ball out in front of me, and then as if I'm skipping into the water with one foot up in the air behind me, looking and smiling. So if you can imagine, I'm holding the beach ball out in front of me, and I want everyone that's listening right now just to stop what you're doing. I don't care what it is. If you're driving, I'd really appreciate it. Could you pull your car over, and whatever you're doing, just stop. And just imagine me holding the beach ball out in front of me, one foot in front of the other, and then the other kicked up behind me, as if I'm going, wee! And then I'm turning and smiling at you and saying, oh, you're here too. Let's have fun with the beach ball. Wee, you know?
Yeah, but to convey the feeling of having a good they're having a good time and everything.
Mm-hmm. That's the feeling. Now, and then Steve had an absolute, this was a divine inspiration. We were going to have that picture taken in the shallow part of the pool. But what if Merv Reutemann, in all of his expertise and his wonderful talents as a photographer, what if he could make it so it looked like I am walking on top of the water, but not really walking, you know?
No, you'd be like skipping and going, wee, and you're skipping across it.
Mm-hmm. So what if it looked like I was skipping across the water with the one leg kicked out behind me and the toes pointed upward so that the heel of my right foot is almost touching my bumhock or the butt. So the right heel is almost touching the buttock. And I'm looking and I'm going, mm-hmm. I'm sort of giggling with the knowledge that I can kick my heel so far up it touches my behindock. Or the buttock, and so people who want to emulate me, you know, can look at that. Now, we're not trying to be sacrilegious by saying, "Look at me, I'm walking on water." We're just trying to give the illusion so that when you look at it, you go, "Oh."
Yeah, you're just going, "Oh, wow, she's a walk on the water. No, she's not a walk on it."
What are you doing, an Italian accent?
I don't know. I got nervous.
Yeah, when you get nervous, Steve, you go, whack of that. You sound really very, very... It's troubling to listen to you, Steve, when you're nervous. Very troubling. Very... I'm doing deep breathing. For those of you who get panic attacks like I do, this is great. This is deep breathing. You just do this. Wow. Wow, like that. You know, I almost passed out. I've got...
Yeah, I don't want to hyperbolicate or anything.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that. So that's what's going to be planned out for the future. So today it was simply a walk around with Alicia Jagon, Bill Bartholata, Franco Utler, and Merv Reutemann. And then Alicia's husband, Jagoff Jagon, who's a very lovely German man, is going to join us when the ultimate photo shoot does take place. So there's the build-up today where we walk around with shades on, take notes, and point at people. The second one will be when I'll do the walking on water, just the pool shots.
Yeah, just I figure do take two separate days to do the beach ball.
Mm-hmm. And then the third and final one will be when Jagoff Jagon comes to...
Sure, that's his name. That sounds very... like it. That's a bad name.
It's German, Steve, so it's okay.
Bobby Dooley's Wardrobe by the Pep Boys. The Bobby Dooley Podcast. It's produced for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, by Phil Hendry on the Sideshow Network.